CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Charges have been laid in connection to a fatal collision that took place on November 5th in Howick Township.
Both drivers involved in the two-vehicle collision are facing charges after a 45-year-old Brockton man was killed. Huron OPP say the vehicles were heavily damaged upon arrival to the intersection of Howick-Turnberry Road and Fordwich Line. The drivers were taken to the hospital and the lone passenger was pronounced dead on scene. A 32-year-old South Bruce man and a 45-year-old Hanover woman are facing charges related to impaired operation and possession of drugs. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein.
Grey Bruce Public Health have managed to navigate a budget shortfall for 2024 while minimizing job losses and service impacts. The shortfall comes as a result of the Ministry of Health's new plan, which only provides public health units annual 1% base funding increases over the next 3 years. Board of Health Chair Sue Carlton says no permanent union employees were laid off, but some changes have been made for contract staff.
True. COVID, there had been nursing staff on to help through that, and they were under contract. So those contracts were due to expire, so they simply weren't renewed because there was no more COVID funding coming for that.
The ministry's plan removed all COVID funding and said new funding streams will only be released this year to health units that merge with neighboring ones. The Township of Perth South has changed its funding allocation to libraries in St. Mary's and Stratford, and that is not sitting well with board members. St. Mary's Library Board Chair Cole Atlin says it could lead to a reduction of service.
If Perth South, we can't come to an agreement, and they can't come to an agreement with Stratford, they will still theoretically have library access through the Central Huron branch where they put $10,000 in, and that library is open 16 hours a week.
Stratford Board Chair Krista Campbell says they stand with St. Mary's in turning down Perth South's requests and said that cutting funding to a vital support that many in the community rely upon is fiscally irresponsible and poorly informed. Wingham Homecoming 2024 will offer a long list of events this summer, despite a rocky start to planning. Joe Carter says many local organizations stepped up to plan events, which begin on June 27th with an Alice Munro exhibit at the Alice Munro Library.
Family Games Muskrat Festival Committee, they're hosting events on Sunday instead of putting on the Muskrat Festival this year. Lip sync competition, all you can eat buffet at the golf course. There's fireworks on Monday from the fire department. Maitland Valley Ride for Dad putting on the motorcycle show with the Wingham Lions on Monday.
Joe and Heidi Carter stepped in when a committee of North Huron Council planning the event folded. There is a long list of events being planned now through to July 1st. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Getaway day for the Seattle Mariners at the Rogers Center means afternoon Blue Jays baseball on AM920 CKNX. Jays looking for their first series sweep of the season. Yasai Kikuchi on the hill for the Birds, 3:07 first pitch, here at Live on CKNX. Later tonight, Live Sports back on the airwaves on AM920. Listowel Cyclones looking to punch their ticket to the Sutherland Cup playoff round robin by winning the Cherry Cup. They're up 3-0 on the Stratford Warriors. Puck drop for game 4 at 7. Elsewhere, St. Mary's was rolling along in the Western Conference playoffs, but the Lincolns have suddenly dropped a pair of games to the London Nationals to tie the Western Conference final at 2 games apiece. Game 5 in London tonight at 7. TSN says the Toronto Maple Leafs are expected to make an announcement sometime this week regarding the status of goaltender Matt Murray, who has been on long-term injured reserve after undergoing hip surgery in October. He has yet to take part in a practice. Leafs are off tonight. They're at home tomorrow against the Devils, and just 3 road games remaining in what's been a forgettable season for the Toronto Raptors. In Brooklyn tonight against the Nets, tip off at 7:30. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Sunshine is the highlight of the afternoon forecast. Overnight, increasingly cloudy after midnight, and periods of rain before morning, low near 9. For tomorrow, periods of rain, possibly an afternoon thunderstorm. We could see between 15 and 25 millimeters of rainfall, gusty southeast winds, and a high of 18. For Friday, cloudy with the chance of showers and a high of 10.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.